The world of haute cuisine lost one of its brightest stars over the weekend. Chef Benoit Violier, considered one of the best in the world, died last Sunday in apparent suicide. Violier owned the restaurant de l'Hôtel de Ville in Switzerland, one of the few in the world with three Michelin stars. And there was speculation that the pressure that comes with operating a restaurant at that level may have had something to do with his death. World-class restaurants are certainly a high-stakes business. A bad review, downgrade in stars, both can destroy a reputation and even put a restaurant out of business. Eric Siebold was the longtime chef de cuisine at the three-starred California restaurant, the French Laundry, and now has two restaurants of his own in Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is not clear at this moment in time why Benoit Violier might have taken his life, but he would have been under pressure, certainly at work. And you've worked in this sort of restaurant. You are opening restaurants at these higher levels. What is the pressure, both in the kitchen and in the office?
Sure. Well, in the kitchen, I mean, to start with, there's an incredible physical pressure. I mean, it's, you know, not uncommon for it to be an 18-hour day. Outside of that, you get into the pressure of everything that it means to be operating a restaurant that isn't just at the highest level, but a restaurant that is chasing an ideal.
So give an example of the kind of ideals of perfection that people are striving for that are measured to a great degree by these stars.
So the goal is to so anticipate your guests' needs that all of their problems go away, that it's just a flawless experience. So that makes it incredibly difficult to quantify. One of the best tangible examples I can give you is we have a plethora of pashminas in our restaurant. The idea is that if you see somebody that, you know, their body language might give you the impression that they're cold, you can go over and offer one. And not only can you offer something to help make them warm, but hopefully you have a color that's going to go with their outfit.
That is very much a luxury experience that you're describing.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's exactly when you get to that point of Michelin three star is it's an experience worth building a trip around.
Well, in a way, you're creating an art. In your experience, do chefs, and especially those who move up higher and higher in their creativity, have a particular temperament, maybe more sensitive or more neurotic?
No, I don't think that you're necessarily more sensitive to criticism. I think that we ourselves become hypercritical of every detail. It could potentially come off that way because we are so hypercritical by nature that it may seem like we're being more sensitive to something.
Has this sad death of this chef, has it led to any soul searching?
For me personally, yes. I'm not sure I would necessarily call it soul searching, but I guess it has caused me to reflect. And I guess the part that, you know, has become reflective for me is, you know, trying to make sure that what we do is sustainable, that we're going to be able to carry out and chase our vision and be in a position to chase our vision successfully for a really long time.
Eric Siebold is the chef and owner of Kinship, his newest restaurant, Metier, will be opening in the coming weeks. Thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.